Another useful workout on the main pitch here ahead of the European game.
No, it was a fantastic workout for us, as I said. You know, the boys acquitted themselves again. I thought, you know, PSNI, you know, they look good as well. But I thought, you know, I said to them, go and pass the ball, go and keep the football, and we've certainly done that. Some great goals and, you know, performances. But as I said, it's building up, it's fitness. It's building up to that game. But no, I was pleased with it. And obviously, it's fantastic the guy's in now. And, you know, he got a run out today, which he needed. Keezy as well. Big Hawks and Andy Waterworth, you know what I mean? Obviously, they've been away, but that's their first game. And I thought, you know, they went very well.
It's all about game time, getting them used to this pitch ahead of a really big match, isn't it? And I think we achieved that over the last couple of games, haven't we?
Yeah, we have done. You know, it's important. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, you get judged on your games. You know, the leagues and the cups. But it's important. I think Wardy says that the pitch is getting bigger, which is a good thing, which I like. Because, you know, as I said, there's I want footballers in my team, what I'm trying to build. You got to make the pitches as big as you can. You know, that's why the best players in the world. You know, as I said, you look at Barcelona, how big the Nou Camp is, but people think, you know, teams come to shut up shop. But the hardest thing in football is keeping a football. Keep saying that to the players. It's not about running, who can close down, who can kick lumps and getting people's face. It's keeping a football is the hardest thing in football. And that's what I'm trying to drill into these players. You know, you're passing that ball with a purpose. And I thought there was some good, you know, movements today, and I was pleased.
And it was great for the last half hour to get a new team on. And what a lot of talent in the young players there. I think Fraser scored, Sally scored. A lot of great talent coming through, isn't it?
Yes, it's fantastic. The kids, you know what I mean? I said that there. Youth's a big thing for me. You know, I said this, if you're good enough, you're old enough. And it's not about, you know, just signing the best players in the league, because, you know, I think them days have gone. You know, you're looking at them players that you want to sign. But, you know, as I said this before, where Linfield maybe had the pull, 95% of players, you know, would have run the Linfield, you know, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, but now they don't. You know, they'll go for that extra wee bit of pound somewhere else. But, you know, it's important to give youth a chance, and I thought, you know, tonight, today, you know, they went about it very well and pleased.
All thoughts now turn towards the Faroe Islands game here. Have you done much research into the team we're playing on Thursday?
Yes, I have, to be honest. You know, you obviously got to do your homework on them, but it's not going to be an easy game, and I mean that. They're top of their league for a reason. They've got some very good players. But, you know, as I said, it's something they'll take on and, you know, speak to the players about what way we're going to go about it.
You yourself played out in their ground, didn't you, a few years ago?
I did, yep, when it was grass, but I think it's Astro now. But as I say to you, we've just got to get over what's in front of us.
We just need a good crowd here to get behind us in a united, positive way come Thursday night.
Yes, listen, it's going to be a tough game. The fans, you know, are massive. I keep saying that there. So if we can get a good crowd and get a good atmosphere, the stadium's really taking shape. You know, make it a fortress, that's what I want from now. Get into good habits. And that was the important thing of playing these games.
You've announced a couple of friendly games as well. I think East Belfast and Loughgall. Are you happy with your pre-season preparations here?
I am, definitely. You know what I mean? It's hard. You know, people don't realise how hard it is, because, you know, you're putting the competitive games in so early in pre-season and you're trying to work around it to keep the players fit. But, you know, it's a great game for us up at Loughgall. You know, they've been fantastic when we've needed them, and also East Belfast. You know, I have a few friends down there. I'm in East Belfast myself, and, you know, they had a great time down there, the players. So it's important, you know. And there's a lot of blue men over in East Belfast, so it's important that, you know what I mean, you go down and help these people, and there'll be a few more we'll get over the next few weeks.
On behalf of everybody, all the very best for Thursday night one.
Thank you.